Hello everyone and welcome back to Just Another Girl from BK, which is Brooklyn, and I'm here to talk to you about another crime story. A woman murdered her boyfriend by slashing his throat from behind, then sat and drank a tea in his bloodbath apartment. Avery Bellevue, 30 years old, denies the murder of Cameron Fowling, who's 45, at his studio apartment in Burlington, Vermont last Thursday night and claims she acted in self-defense. Now, she says she didn't do it, but then she says she acted in self-defense. After killing Fallon, Bellevue is accused of returning home to her parents' house to change her clothes and then return to Cameron's house, cramped home, to spend the night next to his corpse. Bellevue finally called the police around 7 a.m. on Saturday morning and reportedly declared that she slit his neck or asked what happened to his injuries or why was he injured. Officers who rushed to the scene discovered her drinking a cup of tea surrounded by evidence of the horrific bloodbath. The alleged murderess told police she slashed his throat after he tried to choke her. Bellevue told the police later that she and Fallon would argue about chores and that she was angry with him because he refused to buy her a pot. And that is in the court documents as well. But prosecutor Savage George cast doubt on Bellevue's self-defense claims during a court hearing Monday after explaining that Fallon was the only person who had defense wounds. "Don't think the evidence matches the statement," George said. Opposing bail for Bellevue, George added, "There are some concerns about her mental health. That could make her a big danger to the public." Bellevue has been charged with second-degree murder and is being held without bail ahead of her next court appearance. Now, this can say a lot. Yes, she killed him, but why did she do it? We would never know unless she tells us. She said they will argue about chores and they will argue about a pot. But what I think is, yes, she does have mental health issues. But I also think, what did Cameron do to push her? What triggered her to want to kill him? Did she always have these feelings? What else was going on? Because the dead can't tell us anything, but she can. So I have questions. I am concerned about this because she said she didn't do it, but then she said she did do it. So she admitted to the murder. But the whole big thing is, why did she do it? What triggered her to do this? Do you think that someone would just kill somebody if there was nothing built up inside of them of things up going on? You know, we all have our snapping moment. But what made Miss Bellevue snap? Something else had to happen before she went behind him and slit his throat. Something else had to happen. I think there was a fight going on because he had defense wounds. Okay, it could have been a fight going on. It could have been he was doing something to her. We would never know that side of the story. But she did kill him, no doubt about that. But the big question is, what happened? What caused this? What made her snap? So those are a few questions that I would like to get answered. But I'll be checking into this story periodically to see if anything comes up. And when it does, I will let you guys know. So you tell me, what do you think really happened? Why did she kill Cameron? Thanks for listening.